from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 24th day of August. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
Quinn Martin production.
Was it?
I don't know. I just
no,
like
it wasn't a Quinn Martin.
No, it wasn't, but I just like saying it. Quinn Martin production. No, we throw that out there because, and a good morning to everybody. Where, Sam? In Bonanza. I had to have her throw that on there. Now, if y'all don't know about Bonanza and you don't know where Bonanza is, it's in Clayton County.
Okay.
It's bordered by Irondale to the north and Lovejoy to the south.
To the south.
Yeah. So, throw Bonanza on.
Getting down there toward AMS.
Yes.
Getting down toward the Greenwood where everybody will go in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Hey, shout out Brandon Hutchison.
You know
Brandon,
I mean?
If you listen, we got to have you on here soon.
We got to have you on next week, man.
Yeah, next week. Absolutely.
Talk about everything that's going to be going on down there. It's right around the time. The playoffs. NASCAR playoffs get started here.
Noel, last segment, asked and wondered if Sierra was going to be here for the home opener for the Falcons as they take on the Steelers with her husband quarterbacking the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
The question, it remains, will Michael Jordan be here for that race?
Yeah. Will he be? You know, may well be. You know, we'll have to check and see.
He has been walking around openly in a way these last few years I'd never seen
him before, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. He seems to be comfortable doing that. NASCAR is such a different environment, right? And so, you know, he was there at Talladega, and Tyler Reddick is now number one in points right now. With the getting another win, so he has two wins. No pressure on Bubba Wallace to go and win one.
Yeah, no.
But I had a chance to talk with him yesterday too, as he gets set to run down at Daytona tonight. That's a night race, and that's why we're going to hear from Dustin Long at 9 o'clock today to talk about racing. At night at Daytona.
You talk about Tyler Reddick stepping in here and Bubba kind of maybe feeling a certain.
But you know,
kind of way
we kind of said that though. When Tyler Reddick came and said, this guy is coming in, he's bringing a little smoke. He's going to bring a little pressure. And he's going out and he's gotten some wins. And right now, yeah, Jordan's like, hey, my guy's at the top of the heap right now as far as points. Pretty much, and I won't say with two races to go, he's locked into the playoffs. But he is locked into the playoffs anyway because he's won two races. You know, but just to have that kind of momentum going in, he'd love to get both of his cars into the postseason.
This is when Bo Jackson showed up on the Raiders and made Marcus Allen feel a certain kind of way. Next thing you know, Marcus is with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
That's what I think about when I see that.
Yeah, you know.
Tyler comes in there, and I was like, Al Davis is going, ooh, he's pulling a Michael Jordan. He's the original one, man. And you know what? When you think about owners, they really are not that far apart. Their demeanor, the way they go about their business.
Oh, yeah.
They're not that – I never thought about that before.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan got a little Al Davis in him. Maybe a little bit more.
Maybe more than we think.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Well, sir, on this day where the first potato chip was served by – that's right. It's the first day for everything.
It wasn't by Lay's.
It was by Chef George – And this is a great name for a guy who's delivering potato chips. His name was George Crum.
Nice.
And he worked at a place called Moon's Lake House in New York.
Yeah.
And allegedly, he has been credited, although there's always people who say, well, they say it was this and that and so on and so forth. But he's the one credited, and it was documented that he served the first batch of potato chips.
Wow.
At this place. So, happened on this day, and a little bit more significant information for you as I turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw.
Hey, we're just going to run down, of course, week two for high school football. Don't forget, next Friday night from 7 until midnight, the High School Scoreboard Show. Chris Parker will be joining me here in studio, and we're going to turn our guys loose. You know, Day-Day Lewis.
Saw Day-Day this
Garrett
week.
Garrett Chapman, Eric Slaughter, and more. Our merry band on Friday nights and just be out the places. And
merry band.
And with Day Day, it always seems like something breaks loose when he's talking to us. He's calling in with a report, and as he calls in a report, somebody breaks loose with this long run, 50 yards. And I'm like, Day Day, how do you always time that, right? So that seemed like it always happens to him. Run down some scores of a few games from last night and just let you know what some people, and some folks had to make trips to South Georgia, and they weren't very pleasant. It's a long way to go down, like, you know, and the drive back's not good. Like, Lowndes played Mount Zion Jonesboro 62-0. That's a long ride back. Monday's Mill played Valdosta 50-22. Valdosta wins that game. Carrollton's a winner again, 35-7. They beat Columbia last night. Tight game down in Cayuga County. East Coweta beats Noonan 30-28. That was a good one. And also a dramatic finish to Harrison and Wheeler. Harrison wins that game 35-34. In Cobb County, final on that one. Westlake beats Douglas 23-7, final. In that game, a couple more runs through. Buford had to come from behind. They had to rally. Benedictine was winning. Throughout this game, Buford rallies and gets the win 29-28. Had some dramatic finishes in some games last night. Shout out to Milton. They went on the road, got a win down at American Heritage. That was big win for them against another nationally ranked opponent. They are 2-0. To start this season, North Cobb 45, McEachern 33. Final in that game. A couple more to pass on to you. Collins Hill and Woodward Academy was a really tight ball game. And Collins Hill ends up winning that one 21-14. Mill Creek was a winner over Norcross. Game was at Norcross last night, 21-10. Final score with Mill Creek with the victory in that one. Langston Hughes still rolling, 52-16 winners over Mays. In that game last night. Those are a few. I made a lot of other games. Dunwoody won their first game. Pope beats them last night. Pope over Dunwoody, 41-27. Final in that one. Allatoona 31, South Paulding 29. These folks are like right down the road from each other. And tight ball game there. Chattahoochee's off to a 2-0 start. Beat Riverwood 22-15. So just running down some of the scores in the second week. But don't forget to join us next week for the scoreboard shows. We'll be running down a lot of high school highlights, great interviews, and great guests we're lining up, too. So you want to make sure and tune in for that. Some college notes we got. MEAC SWAC Challenge taking place later on today over at Center Park Stadium. It's going to be televised on ABC. It's Florida A&M against Norfolk State. A lot of great activities going on. Fan Zone is happening before the game takes place in the parking lot outside. So you want to get out. Going to be nice weather to get out and see a game. So go check it out. College Football Hall of Fame also reopening today. A lot of new things to see there. And also you got a Big Boy concert, I think, around 4:30 this afternoon. Big Boy will be performing there. So you want to go out and check that out as well. Okay. donation took place this week. Well, it's taken place a while back. We just got word of it this week. The Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, $6.5 million to refurbish facilities for four HBCUs and their football programs. And you know, it's just little things that Mr. Blank has been involved with, like one, writing a check to help get more officials in, you know, because, you know, there was an officiating shortage. And, you know, Spencer Smith has come on and talk about how there is a cost involved to get the necessary equipment and things to get started up. He's like, you know, I'll pay for that. They get more people out there to work these games with our young folks. Well, now Mr. Blank got involved with HBCUs. One of the three of those schools that benefit are here in state, Savannah State, Albany State, and Clark Atlanta here in town. If you haven't seen the new field.
Are they all the color schemes the same?
No. It's the school's color. Albany's field is blue. I'm looking at their field
right
here.
Okay, right.
They got a blue field.
Clark Atlanta looks like it could be a Falcons training camp field.
And here's the thing. There has been a relationship years ago with Clark College and the Falcons. There was a player, Clark, Greg McCreary. Okay. From Clark, who played for the Falcons for a number of years. And Clark got the Falcons' year-old uniforms. That's what they would play in.
Really? Clark,
yes.
Okay.
Home
and away? Or just, you know.
Just whenever, man.
Okay.
Dudes were playing in some NFL uniforms.
Really,
they're glad, right? Matter. You know what I mean? So, but Clark College, we had the Falcons' uniforms, they would wear them. Falcons, NFL team will wear uniforms. What, 1 year? They're going to get new stuff every year.
Now.
You know? Yeah, now. Well, even then, too, they probably got new stuff.
You mean literally new material? Okay.
Yeah, right.
The schemes and how they look didn't change every year. But I got
so,
you.
I mean, so there's been a relationship between what is now Clark Atlanta and the Falcons for some time. Now, also, this is on the west side of Atlanta, so, you know, the Blank Foundation does an awful lot to support, you know, athletics at various levels there on the west side of Atlanta. That happened this week. If you haven't seen it, you know, Google it, look it up. It's a red field.
That
the only other
nice.
Place we've seen it, I think, is like Eastern Washington University. Whenever they end up
Eastern
on ESPN
Washington.
Plus. Eastern Washington.
Wow.
That's a strong program. One AA program, FCS program, one of the best in the country. And they get you out there at playoff time. You say, what? This is a red field. And you're used to seeing that. So
you got to worry about birds flying into it, though.
Well, you know, they may have a problem with that down at Albany State. Well, this is a different shade of blue they got down at Albany State. But nice to see that. And, you know, what a boost for that program. To get there. And I can see the Falcons maybe doing some activations over there. It's team colors.
I never thought I would see more name recognition from a local businessman than Ted Turner in the city, but I think Arthur Blank has passed.
Yeah.
Ted Turner never shut down 85 in North Druid Hills like Arthur Blank has building everything surrounding that.
But you got to remember, both understood their customers and who they were serving in different lanes. You know, Ted Turner's obviously was broadcasting and that type thing. But a different thing when you got Home Depot, a place everybody comes to get stuff for their home.
But he had the signage all over too, Ted.
Well, I know.
All the billboards.
Right.
Man, every billboard had Turner on it.
Yep. But that's the thing. But
was that his father's that started that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he got that from his daddy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Billboard. And as I remind people, he was inside Atlanta Fulton County Stadium before he bought the team. The billboard in Delaware Center Field that would change numbers every time Hank Aaron hit a home run was a Turner billboard.
Really?
And he
didn't own the team then?
Next time, no.
Okay.
Next time you look at and watch that 715th home run, and he rounds as Hank Aaron looks out in center field, there's a board that would change the number.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Turner billboard that was inside the stadium before he bought the team. He was already there.
It's kind of scary when you say it like that. All right. Well, listen, we got a thank you for all the local updates there. And again, we got a special guest, a special call coming in as we kick off the college football season for 2024. Hopefully, we will be hearing from Chad Bishop.
We all do. They're having lunch over there right now.
Well, whatever. He could be busy.
It's lunchtime.
And I've done this without doing any obnoxious Irish accent, so I hope I get praised for that. Anyway, that is coming up next. Then we're going to venture into Noel's world as we round out the 7 o'clock hour. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Oh no. Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 24th day of August. Would you like to go to a U2 concert?
Yeah.
Would you like to go to a U2 concert in Ireland?
Oh, yeah. Leaves your baby. You don't think that'd be great?
Seeing them is great, period. They put out, as a rock band, and the things that they bring, you know, it was like them, Pink Floyd, some of the stadium bands from back in the day, they learned to do some stuff and bring with them and embrace the latest technology. And U2 was one of those bands. So, yeah, watching them, some cool stuff. Remember that year he did the Super Bowl? They did the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they had this big screen, this sheet that came down from the roof. And it was during the time where it was shortly after 9/11. And I think that's the one where they ran all the names of the people who perished. Anyway, U2 always does some great stuff. But anyway, on this day where Georgia Tech is getting ready to take on Florida State in Ireland, you got to play some U2.
Yeah.
And you got to talk to a guy from the AJC.
Who's there?
Who's there?
You know?
I don't know what kind of U2 fan Chad Bishop is, but Chad, good morning.
Morning, Chad.
Morning, fellas. I'm not the biggest U2 fan. I certainly appreciate, you know, everything they've done for rock music and appreciate the grandness that is U2, but can't say I have any U2 albums in my collection.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody over there if I were you.
Yeah, well, more of a Cranberries zombie guy, you know, which they played at the pep rally yesterday, by the way.
All right.
How has that been? How's this experience been? American football versus Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets on the other side of the world. What's it been like?
Hey there, guys. I might have lost you for a second.
Okay. I'm just saying, what's it like?
I'm back.
You mentioned the pep rally. What have some of the things been like just having Georgia Tech, just for the whole experience over there?
Oh, man, guys, it's been surprising in the fact that it's been like a bowl game. To me, it's been no different than getting to a destination a few days early. The teams are getting in a couple days early. There's pep rallies. There are fans everywhere. This town is littered with Florida State and Georgia Tech fans. I mean, they're expecting, you know, more than 20,000 fans from the state to have made this trip. It's a big deal, and the local media has covered it. I mean, every media event I've been to, there's been radio stations, podcasts, print media, website media, a lot of local media covering this game because the NFL has gotten so popular in Europe. Europeans and especially those in Ireland have caught on that the feeder system to the NFL is college football, and now you got two prime teams taking place here in their city, and they're real fired up about it.
It's Chad Bishop, AJC, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So what is it like for you as you're there watching people in your business talk about a sport that's homegrown for you? How do they talk about football there? And have you had to, like, educate some of these reporters over there about, nah, it's said like this, or this is the way it's done? Any of that going on?
A little bit from column A and a little bit from column B. I mean, there's some folks who are incredibly knowledgeable about the sport of football. You know, yesterday, on Friday, we talked to the game day crew, Reese Davis and Desmond Howard, and they were fielding questions, everything from the 12-team playoff in Florida State coming off, you know, their dismal snub at the end of last year. And then there was a reporter from Amsterdam who wanted to know what even is game day, you know. So it's run the gamut of we're not quite sure what this sport is to big-time fans follow the sport, know all the terminology, know the coaches, know the situations. So that's been fun to witness as well.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Chad Bishop, and he is social. You can always find him at Mr. Chad Bishop, at Mr. Chad Bishop, everything Georgia Tech. He is there with the Jackets. All right, talk about the team. They've arrived there, and I saw that Coach Key, one of the first people to greet him, was Nick Saban. What was that? Talk about the Jackets team, and has Coach Saban been around a lot to speak to his former assistant?
He has. You know, truth be told, Coach Saban actually flew with Georgia Tech across the nation. He hitched a ride, so to speak, on the Georgia Tech team plane to get here to be with game day because he's now a college game day analyst. He was at practice on Thursday. He was at Florida State practice on Friday. And he spoke with Brent Key for a long time at practice on Thursday. Brent Key even had the quote of, "I think I chatted with Nick Saban more here in Dublin, Ireland than I did when I was an assistant coach for Nick Saban back from 16 to 18. So, yeah, I mean, I think those guys are it's what Reese Davis said, that, you know, everybody's going to get to see Nick Saban's personality a little bit more, especially on TV. I mean, you know, everybody knows he's a great coach, but when he's coaching, he's no nonsense, right? And yelling at guys and doesn't take any you-know-what. But I think this is a different sort of avenue for him, and I think he's going to really provide a lot of great insight and tell a lot of great stories for these two teams on Saturday.
I'm trying to think that, and that's going to be an interesting watch because the last really great football coach that became an analyst didn't last that long. I'm thinking Bill Parcells. You just got to have that TV thing that gives you longevity. You can't talk about his knowledge. That's beyond reproach. Anyways, again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Chad, can you take a second and talk to our audience about this Georgia Tech team going into this season, what to expect?
Yeah, definitely. I think the expectations are high. I mean, the team went 7-6 this year, won a bowl game for the first time in a long time. But it was a struggle to get there, an up-and-down season. Results were kind of all over the place. Couldn't really put a winning streak together. I think there's a different mindset with this team. And talking to people at the team hotel, and this includes Brent Key, they feel they have a special group. And coaches don't throw around that word special a lot. Now, how that translates into wins and losses, no one's really sure. But with all the pieces they have coming back offensively, Haynes King, 4 or 5 offensive linemen, running back Jamal Haynes, Buster Faulkner, offensive coordinator, Chris Winkie, quarterback's coach, Chief Wade, offensive line coach. They got a lot of firepower coming back. So they're really, really excited about that. Now, on the flip side, they brought in a new defensive coordinator, Tyler Santucci, because the defense was pretty wretched last year. So they got to fix that. If they can fix that defense and make some stops, they're thinking, you know, this could be an 8, 9, 10 win football team.
Man, that's remarkable to hear the Georgia Tech football program. And just for the program in general, Talk about what that would mean for today, not just to go out and play well and show the nation at Georgia Tech when football is taking the next step back, but maybe go in, come in there and steal one from Florida State today.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I've been talking to a lot of folks about the big picture of this game. I think at best case scenario, right, is Georgia Tech goes out and wins this game and sort of sounds the alarm to the rest of the ACC and the rest of college football that Georgia Tech is going to be something to be reckoned with this year. You know, worst case scenario, they get blown out and it's back to the drawing board. But I think if Georgia Tech plays well, this is going to be a big picture scenario where people say, hey, look, this Tech team can compete. They can play with Florida State for four quarters, just like they did against Georgia last year in the season finale. And it's a long season. You know, they got 11 games after this one. It's going to go all the way to the end of November. So I don't think it's going to be, you know, a death sentence for Georgia Tech if they go out and can't get this game done today. But I think at the very best, they need to play well, show they can compete, and maybe be in the fourth quarter, and then who knows, maybe a game-winning field goal or a game-winning drive for this team.
Hey, Chad, heading into the season, all the talk has been around, meaning the college football season, all the talk has been about what's going on in the SEC and the Big Ten. We talk about the ACC as kind of an afterthought, and you talk about the programs and individually. How many of these teams coming from this conference you think are going to be a part of the playoffs when it's all said and done?
You know, on paper going into 2024, I could see two. I just don't know, you know, if Louisville is going to be as good as they were last year. NC State's always up there. I know they want to get to that next level in terms of making a championship game or making a playoff. But, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's probably Florida State and Clemson, right? I mean, Florida State, 13-1 last year. Yeah, they lost a lot of guys, but they retooled the toolbox with a ton of transfers and a ton of talent. And Clemson's always good, despite, you know, some of the recent struggles of Dabo Sweeney's program. I mean, that team is going to win a lot of games usually. So I think on paper it's those two. And then maybe there's an outlier. Maybe there's someone like I said, like a Georgia Tech, like NC State, like a Louisville. Maybe Virginia Tech has a breakout year.
Man, you're leaving out Miami. You're leaving out Miami big time. You don't think Miami's going to
chance? Man, Sam, I never trust Miami, man. Like, the hype is there every year with Miami.
Yeah.
And I think we all buy into it with the talent they have. And they just can never seem to get over that hump. Again, maybe they're like a Virginia Tech or, like I said, a NC State. They do get over that hump and they put it all together because, like you guys know, they have the talent. They have the personnel to do it. But, you know, can they get to that level? We'll see. Again, I just think it's probably Florida State and Clemson's league and then everybody else.
All right. Tell us what's been on the menu over there. What have you enjoyed? That we want, you know, what's been the food fare over there?
Well, I'm on my way to get some bangers and mash right now because I have not had that. But I have definitely had the Guinness and beef stew, had myself some fish and chips, of course. Had myself some coddle, which is a sort of like a stewy dish as well.
What was that again?
You know, had some coddle, C-O-D-D-L-E. Not like you coddle your loved one, but you have a nice bowl of coddle. Okay. So, yeah, man, I tried it on and had a lot of Guinness, I will say. I'm not afraid to admit. I drank a few Guinnesses.
There you go. Greg, I like the way this guy travels.
Listen, there's not a big selection. It's not known for their food, but they are known for their Guinness. So if you can't get nothing to eat, at least you can get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt, I had a little taste of a Teeling whiskey last night as well to sort of celebrate the week that was and hope for a good day of work today as well.
I would think that one of the things you'd try and do if you're going there, and I realize this is very touristy, but you got to come back with a phrase, especially if you're going to a pub. You know, you got to bring a phrase, an Irish phrase, back to America that you got firsthand. If you achieve that,
how about here's to arriving in heaven 30 minutes before the devil knows you're there.
All right, well, I heard that one before, but that's not bad. One? Like I got one. You know, there's one that, you know, may bad luck follow you the rest of your life and never catch up.
Okay.
So that's one. You know, okay. I heard that one.
Like
one of those
like
places to have these phrases. Anyway, Chad, listen, I don't know what else to tell you, man, but how's the weather today, though? We didn't even ask him that. What's it like up there? Over there.
You know, I'll tell you something about Irish weather, guys. It's like right now, I'm walking through a park, and it is sunny and beautiful and windy, but there's a 47% chance of rain. Those clouds could move in at any minute. They did yesterday during the pep rally. A giant rainstorm opened up on the pep rally Friday afternoon, and then it was gone in about 2.5 minutes. So it's definitely cold. It's in the 60s. It's going to be windy, and we'll see if the rain holds off because that could be a factor too, right? Some slick footballs who can take care of the ball better.
Okay. Okay.
Football weather, sweater weather.
Man. I don't even, you know what?
Yes,
I don't know.
It is football weather.
And Chad, help me out here. I don't even know what the place to go in Dublin, Ireland is. What's the sightseeing attraction in Dublin? Is there
one? We mentioned Guinness. Yeah, we mentioned Guinness. So there's the Guinness House. Yeah, there's Dublin Castle. There's St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Okay.
We've been to those places.
I heard of that.
Yeah, so there's quite a bit of churches and museums. There's a ton of museums. We went to, on Thursday afternoon, Georgia Tech's football team went to what's called the Epic Museum. And it's a museum based on Irish emigration, not immigration, emigration. So the thought there is all the Irish folks who have left the island and the impact they have had on the world, like James Joyce, like U2, which we opened the show with.
Okay.
Famine, war, whatever the reason has been for Irish immigration, think of all the Irish immigration to New York City back in the day, right? So just surveying the Irish people's impact on the world after they have left this beautiful island. That was a really cool experience.
You know what? And I've got one to add to that list, and I'll keep it so Georgia Tech. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
George O'Leary. Yep.
Who is there?
George O'Leary.
He's there.
George O'Leary is there for the game.
All right. Well, there you go.
Fantastic.
Put a bow on this one.
Chad, we appreciate you spending some time, man. Enjoy reading your stuff this week.
Absolutely.
Let's see if we can get the Jackets a win today. Enjoy yourself in a safe travel home. All right?
All right, guys. Cheers. Thanks.
There you go.
All right. Chad Bishop joining us from Ireland.
That's the one thing, man.
What's that?
England and even Ireland. The food, you're not going there for the food.
You already know what the menu is kind of before you get there, right?
You're going to Paris, you're going there for the food.
Yeah.
You're going sightseeing some stuff. England's, keep your bangers and mash. Keep your blood pudding. You can keep your, man.
I take the fish and chips, though.
All right.
I always take the fish and chips.
Happy birthday to Max Cleland. Former senator.
Yeah.
His birthday, from 97 to 03.
Yeah.
So,
remarkable person.
Yes.
Remarkable person.
And as we leave you, Hal Smith.
Okay.
Don't know that name, do you? Hal Smith. Hal Smith played Otis on the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, man.
Otis Campbell.
Yeah.
And we know what he was on the show.
He just come and just lock himself up.
And
you know he's had one too many.
The story is everybody on the Andy Griffith Show was single, which they were. Everybody on the Andy Griffith Show was single except Otis. Otis was the only one married, and he stayed drunk.
that's
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 24th day of August. Listen, again, just really quick, want to thank you all for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. This happened last year. Our Saturdays are going to go away for college football. We will still be with you on Sunday mornings. We'll be here tomorrow. Actually, we won't be here tomorrow. We'll be out at Chateau Alain tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
For the Jim Ellis Golf Tournament. But we will still be with you on Sunday mornings. Mr. Crenshaw and Chris Parker will be with you on Friday nights for the most anticipated high school scoreboard football show, period, in the tri-state area.
In the tri-state area.
In the tri-state area. In the Great Lakes region.
Great Lakes region.
That's what I want to be. I want a new title. I want to be president of the Great Lakes.
Really?
You think that's...
There's Lake Oconee, there's Lake
Altoona. No, I ain't talking about Georgia.
Lake Lanier.
I'm talking about the Great Lakes.
I'm talking about the lakes.
I want to be...
The greatest lakes we got.
I want to be president of all the states connected to the Great Lakes.
With them the greatest lakes we got. We had greater lakes, we get, you know, we give you something else.
Just,
we got Lake Hartwell. We got, you know, that's up there on the state line.
You going to make some fun of them lakes down there by where Larisha comes from?
Yeah.
And
some swamps down there.
See, there you go.
The lake they got down there is called the Okefenokee.
You're going to get a call. I'm just saying, you're going to get a call in a minute. Noel, good morning again. And we wonder what is going on in your mind.
Sam sounds like Chuck talking about Galveston, Texas. Talking about the beaches in Galveston, Texas.
Yeah.
Had Tina Knowles after him.
By the way, for everybody, the funniest line happened during the break. When you have to tell everybody what you said and what you noticed. Central Gwinnett?
Had homecoming last night.
Had homecoming.
Who had a homecoming last night?
Central Gwinnett. At homecoming in August.
So you told us, and Noel came up with, how they going to have, well, you go ahead and say it.
I'm just trying to figure out, they ain't even have homework good. How we get to homecoming? We ain't wrote a paper. We barely know what homeroom at.
We ain't had a pop quiz. We have at homecoming.
Did we email it? Did we tweet our vote?
Oh, dear.
Did we have a social media campaign?
They won the game, right? They won the game. 27-0. They won the game. They beat Metal Creek. So shout out to the folk out there at Knights, the folks out there at Knights Castle.
They ain't even got homework yet, but they got homecoming.
It was
the way she said it earlier. It was really funny.
I mean, when I think homecoming, I think nice sweater, a jacket, you know, them full-length leather John Shaft coats.
I would only imagine that there's going to be something happening that the school had to have it early this year.
Has to be.
But remember, we talked about some things happening because folks were going to be leaving to go to the Olympics, so they had to do stuff a little earlier.
I got to check their schedule. Maybe most of them, they're playing renovations games away going during on. That time or something. I don't know, but they had homecoming last night. in August.
You said it with such contempt, too.
No, I never was in contempt. Just
Noel, come on, jump in here. What's going on with you?
She over there just laughing. About
we are going to head to Gateway Center Arena where every night is homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Dream lost last night. A little bit of a heartbreaker. They lost by two. They was a little out of sorts, a little sluggish. But what I want to talk about is that these last three, four games have shown me that the Dream have a new attitude.
Yeah.
They look like a completely different team. And a lot of that is just due to them being healthy. Like, we're finally seeing the lineup that Dan Panover, who we'll talk to next hour at 8:20, and Tanisha Wright put together to start the season with. We didn't get to start the season with this entire lineup, but Jordan Canada's hand is ready to roll. Ryan Howard's ankle is unrolled. Alicia Gray got some rest during the All-Star break after she won all the money. Nas Hillman is coming into herself. And Tina Charles is Tina Charles. I mean, yeah. We talked about that earlier. Miss second all-time leading scorer in the NBA, future Hall of Famer, probably. And ain't no probably. First ballot Hall of Famer, WNBA champion. I mean, Tina Charles
who's
is Tina Charles.
Who's going to introduce her in Springfield?
I'm thinking either Gino or Renee.
Yeah. I'm thinking Gino Auriemma.
That's what I'm thinking.
As one of his prize products. Think of the prize products that he has produced that have gone into this league. When you think about it, you know, she and Taurasi were there on the floor together. That's both UConn.
Stewie.
And so it's amazing. Yep.
We do this in the pros. Let me do it in college. The best of the Pat Summitt Tennessee teams against the best of Geno's UConn teams. Who wins?
Wow.
That's a good question.
We do it with the pros. We do it with the Lakers and the Celtics. That's a push. Because in the earlier years of the WNBA, it was the Tennessee players.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was about to say, Tennessee got Kansas.
And then eventually it became more the UConn players. So, I mean, you're talking players that we've seen in the earlier days of this league compared to like now. Went forward.
I still ask you, know. You. And was the one? I'm leaving somebody off of that. And we can feel how we feel about Miss LSU when she was at Baylor and Kate Mulkey and her and who's the other one? Muffin McGrath or whatever. She the ones in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I
think those two programs though.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They've been the flagship, but now you know Don Staley's about to rearrange all that.
Well, listen,
we'll give her a minute in time. But
if you had to pick, who would you pick of those two programs putting their best five out there? All time, who wins?
I'm probably going UConn.
I'll probably go Tennessee.
See, that's a battle right there. That's what makes it a battle.
Who are you naming? Who are you naming on UConn?
Ooh.
And if I'm stepping on your time right now, think about it, and we'll come back. We'll do this during casting call. I'll let you have it.
UConn's easy. You got Tina Charles. You got Taurasi. You got Sue Bird. You got Maya Moore. That's your five.
Maya Moore. Yeah.
And we're leaving out Rebecca Lobo.
I'm about to say, we just picking names out of a hat, to be honest.
Is it just the names or the positions?
No, see, I mean.
Let's go to the positions as opposed to the names, because they got to play a position. And just like what we just saw in France, you'd left some guys off there. There's all the arguments can be made about so-and-so, you know, playing or playing more, and we didn't see much Anthony. Come on, help me.
Who,
I'm drawing a blank
here. Taurasi?
No. We didn't see much of Jason Tatum. We didn't see much of these guys.
Well,
who are all-time greats. I'm saying there's going to be some ladies left off maybe of your list because you need to get a few more forwards or you need to get some guards.
Or you need to go back and look and just remember who all of them were. But, I mean, that's you know.
Tell you what. I jumped on the Wells segment here.
Right.
You guys think about this, and during casting call coming up next hour, I'll give you this time again, and then you come up with your five, you come up with your five, and we'll see. We'll see what we, you know, you guys can listen to a little barbershop argument here. Actually, we should call the guys over at Off the Hook right now and say, get Maurice ready, Carl. But go ahead, Noel.
No, I just wanted to spend this time to show heading into the State Farm game against the Indiana Fever, who are ahead of the Dream in the standings right now. The Dream sit one game outside of the eighth spot. They are trying to get ahead of the Chicago Sky and the Fever, which is another reason why that loss hurt a little bit last night. They're in the big building Monday night. They are hoping to get a win from Indiana. And this squad, this starting lineup, looks like the team that can do it.
Yeah, we want to do that. Can I chat with you about something, though, that happened this week that had some people with their mouth stuck out?
Yeah.
The UConn players, the game at the Boston Garden that wasn't televised.
Oh, yeah.
And
DeJounte Carrington was beating the table on that.
Well, like a missed opportunity. When we talk about a lot of stuff that is new for this league and things, and you see things that, even adjustments that are being made here to accommodate this game in a bigger building. Well, they had a game. It's the first time they had a WNBA game in Boston. Because you got the team in Connecticut, mm-hmm. This really would be kind of for that market. And so they actually played at the Garden. And big crowd.
Sold it out.
And the game was only available on the WNBA package or on like...
On Twitter.
Twitter or something.
Yeah.
This is all going to get rectified at the end of the season. They got the new contract coming up. And yeah, but that was probably something
and,
to make
and I think that's some of it because they announced this game, I want to say, in December. So
yeah. They had plenty of time.
Well, all I'm saying is we don't know, like, what contract they already put in place in mm-hmm. December to where they couldn't adjust it to. Because, like we're saying, like, a lot of this is new development and a lot of moving pieces. They may have been locked into whatever that was, unfortunately. But like Greg said, next season will look completely different.
Well,
we won't have so many games starting at the same exact time to where we can actually have a doubleheader and watch three games a day. We won't have so many games untelevised. It should look different next season.
It'll look different, the whole league and what they do, from whether or not they're playing here or they're playing at State Farm or Boston Garden or the Staples Center, whatever they're calling it now. The logistics of having a game like that being played in those venues, the stuff on the periphery will be now included in that. So like the that Boston game wasn't televised. Going into a season, whoever covers these games are going to know we got to have a crew ready for this one or that one. Like, I don't know, was that the situation when Caitlin came and they played State Farm earlier this year? And
that was a Friday night. I think that game's on Ion anyway.
I do about to say, I think that was a little easier because we're more talking about changing venues than who's going to show it, because that game was already set to play on Ion no matter where it was. So I think it was just whatever deal they had with the television, they didn't have that one set for whatever reason.
And we saw that early in the season, though, where they had the preseason game with Chicago, and people wanted to see Angel Reese, mm-hmm. and somebody held up a cell phone or something.
And the views were insane.
Yeah,
They got over half a million. It was insane.
Just totally unprepared. And so you figure in the course of the season, you make adjustments. You talk about when you play in the game, you make adjustments at halftime and things like that. Seemed like somebody would have found some kind of way, some mechanism, some platform to put a WNBA game from Boston, from the TD Garden, mm-hmm. on TV for people to see it. That's all I'm saying. So, it's growing pains, I guess you would call it that. But these are opportunities that are presented themselves in the course of the season. We got a big opportunity here in Atlanta Monday night, and we're going to hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You say it. It must be true. That's the other one. Hang on.
Hey, there we go.
There we go. Dream, Indiana tip-off at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Literally, that's it. No pregame, no nothing. Yeah, we got it for you Monday night here, the Dream versus Indiana tip-off again at 7:30. You know what I've been wanting to ask, Noel? And if you guys talked about this while I was gone,
mm-hmm.
I will understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not had a chance to ask Noel because she was one of the people, as we approached the Olympics, that was looking forward to this. And now it ain't coming back. One and done with breakdancing.
Good.
Okay. Well, we've heard from Sam. What do you think? Because as I said, I was curious what you thought of it when you watched it, because we haven't talked about it because I was gone those 2 weeks. When you watched it, what did you think? And now that it's not coming back, what are your thoughts?
I mostly enjoyed it, except for the Australia fiasco. I think people are trying to use that as an indictment to kill Breaking. But Breaking was never coming to L.A. Apparently, each country gets to choose a special event they want, and L.A. chose flag football. Paris chose Breaking, so that's why Breaking was in Paris. It could make a return in 2023. It's not completely dead. L.A. just chose flag football instead of Breaking.
It just seemed like it was kind of crazy for that to happen in Paris and not happen in the place it was invented.
Well, we seem not to want it. L.A. said we don't even want it. So, yeah. And that's what I mean by we as a culture in America have kind of removed from Breaking. So all the countries that I thought would win won a medal, whether it was on the male or female side. Korea, Canada. I mean, not Canada, even though they did win a medal. Korea, China, Japan, I think France won a medal. So all the countries that I thought would win a medal won a medal because that's who's in the breaking culture right now.
Right. Okay.
Like, I didn't even know there was a breaking committee and competitions and all the stuff that they go through.
I missed that memo, too.
Exactly. So, because we're far removed from it. So.
What'd you think about Dre and his attempt trying to get to the next Olympics? You're about this?
Oh, archery?
Yeah.
Hey, go for it. Why not? Go for it. Go for it. You got 4 years. You can hire the best trainers you can afford, so go for it.
My thing is, we know who's famous now, but who's going to be on the tip 4 years from now that they'll want to use? Like, there'll be a lot of people that may say Snoop might be played out and just tired by then in his act that we saw in Paris and a few other people. I'm thinking, who did they not have in Paris that you'd like to see that's coming up that's going to be a part of the L.A. Olympics? As far as the stuff on the periphery, you know, that NBC will use like they use Snoop and Martha Stewart and all of them. So that's what you got to ask yourself, because 4 years from now, maybe a whole other group of folks that are just.
You know who's trying to become that guy?
Who's that?
I've noticed Juvenile.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, like Juvenile. And he beats the table for things that he sees as popular. And he actually achieves them, and then his profile grows higher. Like, he beat at the table for Tiny Desk. He got a Tiny Desk, and everybody was like, oh, I forgot about Juvenile. He beat the desk for Essence Fest. Got the Essence Fest. It was like, oh, okay. I forgot about Juvenile. So he's one of those rappers that's trying to become that guy, that personality, personability guy.
Okay. All okay.
Right. So I can see him at the Olympics. You like to run track, huh?
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Dan Panover. A little bit more information and just knowledge, everything we need to know about what's going on with the Atlanta Dream. He's going to join us. We got a casting call. We're going to get to the bottom of this Tennessee versus UConn all-time great matchup. And I got one that I came up with last week having to do with some folks that are in the news, kind of in show business. So I'll let you give me your opinion on that, because I've been sitting on this for a couple weeks. And then Dustin Long and Miles Garrett will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg on the last Saturday for a while, but we'll be with you tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh!